right now. It is 4:30 on Wednesday, and that means it's time for Talking Books with Susan Brown. And joining us now to help us talk books is Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library. How are you?
I'm great, and I will say that I feel better this holiday season just by spending a little time with you, Aaron Keck.
Wait, were you insulting me just now or
no.
yourself? Okay, because it was the whole elderly relatives thing. It's like, are you calling one of us old?
I wasn't even thinking about that. But it's interesting
I feel
to me
better
that you
being
went
with
there.
You, yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's been like several weeks.
I think it's been like 3 weeks.
Like since November, at least,
I think. Is that right?
Have I not
done a show in December?
I don't think so.
Oddly enough, there have been no write-in, no angry campaigns. Nobody's really said anything about
that. We've gotten all kinds of angry phone calls. People are like, I want my Susan Brown. Remember the I Want My MTV campaign back in the 80s? It was like that, except totally unsolicited and
with
accomplished
like one
very
who was my
little.
Mom. Two
because
people,
you
my
were...
mom and your mom.
Yes, yes. The important people in our
two.
Lives. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. It's been a crazy month. Lots
I
of traveling and all of that. So it's good to be here on this lovely, lovely day.
Oh, it's a gorgeous day,
isn't
it?
Which I left my raincoat somewhere today in my travels.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Well, it's
got a little wet.
No, it is in fact raining, isn't it? Yeah. It
yes,
wasn't
it is.
Before. Now it is.
It's raining out there.
It is raining out there.
So how are you?
I'm good. It's a dreary day, but that's fine. It's going to be sunny again tomorrow, so it's all good. Yeah. The sun will come out tomorrow.
That's right. It generally does. That's a good thing. What I love about the library, though, is because of the beautiful...
There is a segue here.
Yeah. Even when it's raining outside. Like, you look out here, and you see a parking lot and whatever that bank is and a bunch of cars. When you're working at the library, even on a rainy day, when you look out the windows, there's trees and birds and the park. And
sculptures,
it's beautiful.
If you look close, yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It's
right.
beautiful. So,
what is going on at the library?
So many things.
Yeah.
One of my colleagues and I were talking, like, lots of places, this is sort of their, like, downtime, and it feels like perhaps in years past, we've kind of slowed down a little bit, you know, close to the holidays. No, not at Chapel Hill Public Library.
Well, when
not
school's out, right, everyone shows up at the library.
When school's
and more so,
out, everybody comes. We've got a couple big things happening. You may have seen earlier coming out of the Orange County PIO, or the Public Information Office in the town of Chapel Hill, big news is there's a big series of events being planned for January through about March, April about Frederick Douglass.
Yep.
So the press release just went out today, and this is a collaborative effort. So it's folks from the NAACP, Orange County, the town of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, the Orange County Arts Commission, the libraries. The press release is sort of the signal of what has been happening for months planning.
Right.
So the word finally went out today. We're super excited. A few things that I'll point out. So this is all February 2018 marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of Frederick Douglass.
Yep.
So there's a national campaign going on to celebrate and commemorate his life and his legacy and his impact. And then this group got together to think about how we could celebrate this locally. And there's lots of things going on, but we put out a list of the programs that are coming up. And the angle that we're taking is sort of celebrating Douglass through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So people can learn about this great figure through the arts, and then they're going to want to go perhaps and learn more and read more. So one of the first big or the first big program is happening January 18th, which is like tomorrow, it feels like, right?
Yeah. It's still a month away, but
and
yeah.
And it's going to be really, really cool.
We're going to get through the holidays and then school will be back in session.
Right.
And then, it's the 18th already,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So that's going to be a really great program because we, Tarish Pipkins, who people know as Jagetto, he's this really visionary puppeteer. Have you ever seen his stuff?
I have not, no.
He is amazing.
Okay.
We commissioned, through the Town of Chapel Hill Public Arts Program, we commissioned a Frederick Douglass puppet through him.
Nice.
So he does these really, and these aren't like kids' puppets like you think of like Muppets. These are like high art puppets.
These are like Being John Malkovich level puppets, right?
I never saw that movie.
Oh, it's a good movie.
I probably should.
Yeah, the three He's other done... people in the world who've seen that movie get exactly what I'm talking about, and everyone else is just like,
Tarish has done programs at the library, at the Arts Center, center. He's a really, I mean, I think in a couple of years, we're not going to be able to book him for anything because he's going to be known all over the world. But he's doing a performance. So it's a Frederick Douglass puppet in the style that he does them. And then a multimedia performance that's going to be amazing.
That's awesome.
And as part of the commission, he'll be doing several performances throughout this time period.
Okay.
And then that same night, we have Mary D. Williams, who's an acclaimed gospel singer, and she's a student of Tim Tyson over at Duke. She does this wonderful performance of singing the history of the Black experience from slavery through abolition, through the civil rights. So that's going to kick off the program, or the series. And we have lots of other things. So we'll do a whole show on that.
Yeah.
But that just came out at like 2 o'clock.
There's 201, more information.
201,
to be precise. Yeah, yeah.
From Todd and the crew at Orange County. So this is a truly collaborative effort. So I'm excited that sort of got launched out into the universe today.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that more, but is there like a go-to place where people can get the schedule?
There should be a consolidated website going up very soon. I imagine it's linked in the press release. And then, of course, there will be information on the library site, on the town site, on the county site. So more coming. Yep. But if you receive notices from the county and the town, you saw that today and you will be hearing more soon.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
And just to answer my own question, orangecountync.gov is the county's website, and that's where the page is that this links to. So
Thank you.
You can go there and find out more.
So we have that going on.
So
but
that's
even
going on.
Sooner in January at the library, we have the second in our series with the Crooks Book Prize folks.
That was such a fun conversation.
Wasn't
before.
That fun?
I think that might have been the last time.
I wasn't even here for
you. You weren't even here for it. That's
that
right.
Kicked
yeah,
off
that was
my
at the very beginning
sabbatical.
Of December. Right, right.
So that program was great.
Yeah.
Such a fun panel. And that was really about Southern food, Southern fiction generally. And then the second program is even sooner. It's Tuesday, January 9th. Mm-hmm. So January 8th at Crooks Corner, they will unveil the 5th annual, the 2018 winner of the Crooks Book Prize.
Nice.
And I think the prize is now up to $5,000.
It's
and
something.
It's for
it's really significant. Yeah.
It's for the best debut Southern novel.
Okay.
Novel set in the South.
Okay.
So you can... The prize will be announced Monday night, and then Tuesday night at the library, we will have this year's winner.
Cool.
We'll have last year's winner. We'll have the judge of the prize and one of the readers. And then Jamie from Flyleaf is going to moderate the talk and talking
nice.
About the winner, but also the effect of these prizes and what it means and books and book sales and Southern fiction. It's going to be great.
Cool. So if the winner is going to be unveiled on Tuesday, right?
Monday, January 8th.
Monday the 8th, and then the event is on Tuesday the 9th at the library
yes.
with the winner there.
Yes.
Will the winner know before the unveiling so that they can get to Chapel Hill? Is it going to be a local?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
So this is a big hush-hush secret with a few people. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
But Maya on right. my staff knows.
Oh.
And she won't tell me the winner. That tells you what a good secret keeper Maya is.
That's good.
The
everyone,
boss of the joint comes and says, Maya, tell
yeah.
me. And she's
no.
like, I cannot, boss lady. I will not.
Everybody needs a Maya. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a really great program. So
every boss needs, like every company is more successful if secrets are kept from the boss. Look at the U.S. government.
Let me think about that one for
no,
a second.
No, don't think about
no,
that
no,
too
no,
much. No,
no,
no, don't, don't, don't.
So we have... Those are some big ticket things going on.
Yeah.
Oh, and then...
And then?
I don't know if I can mention it. It might already be full. Should I just go ahead and mention
just
it?
Just mention it now.
But I'll give
go
you
go back
the
and,
order.
And Maya will admonish you if you
no,
just gave up a big secret.
My wonderful, amazing children's staff. We are once again doing Giant Candyland.
Ooh.
But they may all be full. I hate to even mention it.
What is it? Wait, what's... What
so
is,
we have done this for the last
there?
Couple years.
They might be full. Like someone's so, in the back eating a whole bunch of candy and they might all be full.
No,
but...
we do a large-scale live-action Candyland
okay.
board game for kids. But because of the way that you have to do it, like there's
Oh, like
there's
you can
slots.
Actually play the
you
game.
You come with your kids and you play Candyland.
That's awesome.
Now I'm going to get a text from them. I'm going to turn my phone off. Hang on just a second. Because my children's staff is going to be like, we've already added 2 extra sessions and they're all full. Anyways. It is super fun. We started doing it a couple years ago. And yes, you can come and play Candyland. But if you're thinking about it, you can look on our website on the calendar, you do have to sign up because otherwise it's utter madness. So you sign up like 2 o'clock on Saturday to come and play Candyland.
So what does it look like? Is it all in like the children's section?
We put it in the big meeting room.
Okay.
And it's big. I mean, it takes up like most of the meeting room. And we have really talented staff who are artists. So over the years, it started a couple of years ago when we had somebody on staff who made like the castle. Mm. And we've kept that. And then they make like giant lollipops out of like, you know, kickballs and things.
That's great.
It's really cool. Yeah. And then this year we have a new staff member who's an amazing artist. So she's added even more, like Queen Frostine and all of the things.
It's been so long since I've played Candyland. Everything that you're saying is, I'm sure
it's coming
this
back
is in Candyland.
Right?
Yeah.
I will also tell you another segue. Here we go. It's been so long. I'm just going to talk the whole time. I'm sorry,
Aaron.
It's
totally
all
fine.
Been pent
I get
up.
Paid the same amount no matter how much I talk.
It's all been pent up.
Wait, before you go on, can we have, like, if Candyland is such a success, can we, can the library do other games as well? Can we have live-action Mousetrap?
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
But well,
it would be real hard to do. Yeah.
Here we go. Uh-huh. Hang on, and I'll come back to the Candyland thing. I have a dear friend who works at UNC Libraries, at Wilson Libraries, and she is the mastermind behind their live-action Clue game.
They do a Clue
game in Wilson as a way to for like orientation for students.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I like that. Ooh, live-action Chutes and Ladders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those all sound dangerous. The ones mentioned, Mousetrap and Chutes and Ladders.
Live-action Trouble have like a... they have live-action chess.
They do?
Yeah, like human chess with like people playing the pieces.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that exists. They have that in like snooty parks.
So the Candyland thing, random fact for you. At the last Friends of the Library book sale, I bought this great book called Timeless Toys, and it's kind of a big coffee table book, and it's all about the history of great toys era by era. Candyland was developed by the woman who developed it, made it for kids in a polio ward because she had polio, and she made this game to entertain kids in this polio ward, and then somehow like a parent or a teacher saw it and loved it, and it spread from there. But I thought that was kind of a cool fact that it was made for just to entertain kids while they were in the hospital.
Oh, that's really cool.
All right.
So I cut off your segue.
No, that's okay.
Nope, go for it.
That was my segue with the friends.
Well, no. Like you had another thing. Like after,
after
Candyland, you were like, oh, there's something really cool. Yes.
There is one more thing.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Much like Candyland's been around for a couple of years, and I know it's everyone's favorite time of year. The other thing that's happening. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Book bingo.
Yeah.
Yay.
Nice.
Didn't we come up with a theme song one year?
Book bingo.
Yeah,
there was something.
There was
a thing. Yeah.
So that's the other big thing happening is our annual winter reading challenge, which we do in the form of book bingo.
Book bingo.
So you can stop by the library and get a paper bingo card. You can go onto our website and download a card and start playing bingo.
Cool. So what are some of the cards or the
So we only have
squares.
Two cards.
Okay.
One is junior book bingo, which has more, because those are much shorter books, so
you read
more. But the grown-up bingo.
Grown-up bingo.
It's
my favorite
so
Inside Out character.
Okay. That was awesome. I did get that reference.
That's good.
John
That's
Malkovich.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So this year, they're pretty straightforward. So science and nature, new authors, fantasy, sci-fi. So the whole idea here is to get people to encourage people to read outside of their traditional or their comfort zones, right? So if you only read mysteries, you might try a romance or a romantic mystery. But all you have to do is read three books, that gets you bingo. Each time you finish a card, you turn it in and you get a free book. And then you get entered into weekly prize drawings. And the prizes are like library swag.
Ooh.
T-shirts.
Like coffee mugs.
Cool. We might have a couple of frisbees. All kinds of things. Water bottles. We have some pretty good swag.
Nice.
So there's drawings each week. It's a super fun way.
How long does that go on?
It goes on through January 31st.
Okay.
So you have, I don't know, 6-8 weeks?
A month and change, yeah.
To do this, and it's just a fun way to keep people reading and keep brains engaged over the holidays.
Awesome.
So there you have it. That's, I mean, not much is happening at the library.
Yeah,
that's
very
all.
Little, very little at all. Cool. So holiday hours, when are there special opening, closing,
yes,
staying
there are.
Open,
and
underground
of course,
times?
I know them.
Yes.
Oh, wait, here. I don't have to know them because they're on our website.
Oh, hey.
We're closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
That's
and
it.
Then we're closed. Hang on. Let me pull it up. I have to look myself. We're closed for New Year's.
Tuesday is important to know because that's the, like, Sunday and Monday, I just assume everything is closed. But Tuesday, a lot of things are open. So Tuesday the 26th, you're also closed.
Yes.
Okay,
24th,
back open on Wednesday
And I think it's
the
because the holiday is on a Monday
and that makes
a difference
right.
somehow. Okay, and then we're closed just New Year's Day.
Okay.
Just Monday.
All
yeah.
Right. Awesome.
So there you go.
Back open on Tuesday the 2nd.
Yes.
Sounds good.
What else should we talk about?
What was your favorite book that you read in 2017?
Ooh. Oh, thank you for mentioning that. So hang on. I'll think about it.
Okay.
two things. One, on the website in our catalog, when you go to the page with Book Bingo, so you just go to our website, search the site for Book Bingo, you will find it. We have reading lists, so if you have never read fantasy sci-fi and you would like to try one, we have recommended books from staff.
Nice.
And also in our catalog, there are some lists of staff picks of the best books of 2017. But I did not turn mine in on time. once again, this was a Maya project, so just like she can keep secrets, she can meet a deadline.
Yes.
I did not send her my picks. But I can tell you.
Okay, good.
So my favorite books that I read this year that were published in 2017, is that the question?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will say two that come to mind. One is called, no, three. Three books.
Okay.
One is called American Fire. Mm-hmm. It's nonfiction about a arsonist who was on the loose in the eastern shore of Virginia about, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe.
Okay.
And it's nonfiction journalism that reads like fiction. Very, very good because you learn about the culture of the eastern shore and arson and all of that. The other one that I want to mention is another nonfiction book called Paperbacks from Hell. It's by Grady, I forget his last name. I'll have to check it real quick. He's written a couple of other horror novels. He wrote a book called Horror Store that's a horror novel set in an IKEA-like store.
Okay.
Anyways, it's a history of pulpy horror novels from the 70s and 80s.
So this is nonfiction.
It's nonfiction.
Okay.
So it's not quite a coffee table book, but it kind of feels like one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the writing in it is so funny. So he goes through the sort of pop culture of horror fiction, but also the cover art, everything from V.C. Andrews up through like Thomas Harris. And he links sort of the changing approaches to horror, like why we moved from Flowers in the Attic to serial killers and what that meant and, you know, all of that. That's a great book.
Nice.
And then the book that I'm reading right now, I'm totally loving. If you like horror, which I do, and I've been reading a lot of horror this year, it's a new book out called Kill Creek. And it is it's sort of a riff on a haunted house story.
Okay.
But the gist of it is four famous horror writers come together for a night in a haunted house.
Ooh.
Which sounds like it could be cheesy. It's really
not.
That's
a real cheesy
setup. Very well done. It's very well done.
Yeah.
So those are my three favorites. What was your favorite book this year?
I don't think I read a book that came out this year. Because remember, I'm like going through my stack of books that I've accumulated.
You tend to read books
that
came out in like 1817.
Yeah.
Well,
2017. I'm reading Montaigne right now, which is the 1500s. So you're not even.
I'm not even close.
That is like the biggest understatement of all time. But I did just read It. Disconnected from the movie. I haven't seen it. I don't even know if I'm interested in seeing the movie, but my dad had just read the novel and gave it to me to read. So I just finally got around to reading it.
Did it scare you?
Yeah. It was intense at times, but like scary, no, but intense. Yeah. Some really, really good scenes in that one. I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
Susan well, this
Brown.
Was fun. It's good to get back in the saddle.
Back in the swing of things, All
right. See you next year.
Awesome. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Bye now.